You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The country may be heading for its weakest monsoon in 8 years after the driest August in nearly a century and a quarter, according to an assessment by the India Meteorological Department. IMD officials estimate the rainfall this year to be around 90% of the long period average. They attribute the shortfall to the El Nino factor, which impacted the rains in August and could continue to do so in September. Although Kharif sowing has been largely completed and the area covered thus far is marginally above the year-ago level, the current dry spell could hit crop yields. According to the Met Department, until Monday, the overall monsoon rains have been at 92% of the LPA. Up next, PM Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits of government departments and organizations at the Rashtriya Rozgar Mela at the start of this week. Calling them Amrit Rakshaks, the PM urged the new appointees to continue enhancing their abilities. In a speech delivered via video conferencing, PM Modi said that the country's economic growth is paving the way for the youth across sectors. He highlighted that sectors such as pharma and automobile have been growing at a fast pace. Talking about the pharma sector, he said it will create a huge job opportunity in future. PM said, quote, both these industries are going to further develop in the coming days, unquote. Moving on, Delhi's all set to host the G20 summit and welcome international dignitaries next month. Delhi is undergoing an aesthetic upgrade that will keep the national capital clean and green. The national capital is going to facilitate a series of 8 significant G20 gatherings. The sequence commenced with the assembly of G20 foreign ministers on March 1st, followed by various events leading up to the summit of government and state leaders on September 9th and 10th. As part of preparations ahead of the G20 summit in the capital, the centre and Delhi government are working to improve the roads of Delhi to provide a better commuting experience to international dignitaries. In other developments, the United States has raised concerns on India's move to impose licensing conditions on imports of computers, laptops, tablets, and some other electronic components, and both sides have agreed to discuss the issue further. The issue was raised at the bilateral meeting between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal on Saturday. She noted that there were stakeholders that needed an opportunity to review and provide input to ensure that the policy, if implemented, does not have an adverse impact on U.S. exports to India. A statement issued by Tai's office said, India and the U.S. agreed to explore the issue further and find a solution that addresses both countries' concerns. In other news, in a consultation paper issued recently, the SEBI has proposed to allow higher investments from NRI and overseas citizens of India through FPIs operating out of international financial services centers. Market experts believe that SEBI's proposal comes at a time when it is perceived that the market regulator looks at the NRI-OCI community through a lens of suspicion due to some of the past events. By increasing the limit, it is giving out a message that it is comfortable with the community investing in Indian markets, provided they follow the guidelines imposed by the regulator. Further, it is seeking to strike a balance between higher foreign investments and risks associated with overseas entities controlled by Indian origin people. Meanwhile, the government is not in favor of a blanket increase in the retirement age for public sector banks managing directors, CEOs for now, and would rather prefer to give an extension on a case-to-case basis to retain talent. The Financial Services Institutions Bureau, the agency responsible for selecting the heads of state-run banks, is understood to have recommended increasing the retirement age of managing directors of PSBs to 62 years from 60. An official told FE that currently there's no plan to increase the retirement age of managing directors and PSBs, as it will deny promotional opportunities to the lower-level officers. Another official described the discussions on increasing the retirement age in PSBs as very fluid. Lastly, India is having discussions with New Zealand for introduction of the Unified Payment Interface System to promote ease of doing business, trade and tourism, a Commerce Ministry statement said. The issue was taken up at the meeting between Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and New Zealand Minister of Trade and Export Growth Damien O'Connor. Both ministers welcomed early discussions between the National Payments Corporation of India and Payments NZ and agreed to hold more talks, the statement said. They also discussed ways to allow import of wooden logs from New Zealand. India has been talking to various countries to expand the network of its digital payment systems such as UPI and RuPay. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.